Ja'Kara Kelly, the winner of the Great Galesburg Shake. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a crazy entire week for me.
Yeah. Talk about before finding out you were the winner, what has this week been like for you? You're a first-time participant, so you must not really knew what to expect, right?
No. Natalie Nelson actually is the one who got me into the shake, and doing this entire thing has been a whirlwind of everything. Mr. V's actually my swim coach, so he kind of pushed me to do it, and I do a lot of things for Mrs. Ayton, so she also was like, do it. So I kind of went in blind for everything.
We're talking about Raven Ottigam and Lori Ayton for folks who don't know. So they pushed you into doing it, but what kind of in your mind made you say yes and to kind of want to go through with this?
I talked to my mom about it a couple of times, and she kind of said, like, you might as well try it. Like, you went to the private school for so many years, you weren't ever really aware of what it was, so you might as well just try it. And I'll never forget the day I was in fourth block the day before the prelims, and I turned around to Maddie Carlson, and I asked her, I said, do you think I should do it, or do you think I should just say forget it and just keep going with my day? And she said, no, might as well try it. I mean, I never did it, so you might as well do what I never did.
There you go. Makes perfect sense. So let's kind of go moment by moment, maybe not that deep, but maybe sort of day by day into this. The first day Wednesday, what was that like?
It was kind of overwhelming. There were a lot of people. I had a lot of my friends there, so we were all kind of like, oh, this is just for fun. Like, who really knows what will happen and things like that. But they kept calling my name to keep going on the round after round, and it was very surprising because I never thought I was good at these types of things.
What made you maybe think differently then in that regard, that maybe you're better at this than you thought?
Probably when I made top eight. Then I was like, oh, maybe I am kind of okay.
There you go. From that first round, what did you learn, and what kind of helped you build your confidence as you kept going?
More and more people, like my mom, she kept telling me that people kept coming up to her and saying, like, hey, we met your daughter, she's wonderful, she's really good at what she does, and things like that. And I got more and more confident talking about myself and talking about my family and talking about my life and asking questions about other people's lives. And I wasn't as uncomfortable doing those things as I used to be.
So more or less, the longer you went in this competition, the more comfortable you got and the more maybe out of your shell you came.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've always been a kid who talked a lot, but I think I just kept talking more and more and more.
I might have a job for you at some point if you're good at talking. But anyway, so you go into the next day, Thursday. There was a dinner. There were other things involved. Talk about that.
So round three was actually you had to read from a teleprompter and pretend you're a news reporter and edit your own video, which I want to thank my dad real quick because he's actually a videographer. So I had an idea of what I was doing. And then we had a dinner and I got to talk to a bunch of wonderful people and eat really good food. And that's when they announced Final Five that night. And we found out we were going to New York.
I remember talking to you that night, and I remember thinking that you were so smooth, you were so relaxed, but you had so much poise and self-confidence. Forgive me for breaking out of my non-biased journalistic shell here, but I really thought, in all five really, but I really thought you had it together.
Oh, thank you so much. I never thought that about myself.
I know that feeling, trust me. What was it like? We heard a little bit about it in the ceremony, but what was it like spending that time on the bus going to New York with the other four? What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about them? Gosh darn it, what did you learn about life during that period before I talk specifically about New York?
So before our rounds, it was a 17-hour bus ride, so that was interesting. There's lots of singing on the bus, lots of yelling, lots of putting together bags to give to the homeless, lots of everything. But I thought the sightseeing, we learned a lot, especially about 9/11 and like different things you could do. My personal favorite part before we started the competition, we had a TV and movie, what did they call it, a tour of Central Park. And I got to actually see all of my favorite spots of my favorite TV show. So that was great. And we got to talk to lots of interesting people. We met a guy who worked on Wall Street. It was just an amazing experience.
I want to back up just a second. The putting together of those care packages and those bags for the homeless, I think outside of everything else you did, that was probably one of the most important things you could do while you were on this trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really... I didn't know. I don't think anyone really could put together how much homelessness was in New York until we got rid of all of our bags before yesterday. Not even yesterday, before our round was over on Tuesday, we had gotten rid of all of our bags by Monday. So the impact of homelessness in New York was something that I will never forget, and seeing people being so grateful for giving them a toothbrush and toothpaste and wet wipes was astounding.
We're talking with Jakara Kelly, the winner of the Great Galesburg Shake, here on a slightly extended Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. Talk to me a little bit about New York, and I guess the first thing I wonder is, I'll be perfectly honest, I've never had much of a desire to go to New York City because it seems to me to be like a large amount of people compacted into a very small space. Was it like that for you?
I've always been a West Coast person, a little bit more laid back, go with the flow, like very loving to go to LA and the beach and things like that. But I've always kind of wanted to go to New York just to say I went to New York and I saw the Statue of Liberty and I went to the Empire State Building to do those things. It was a lot of people in a small place, and there were so many things to do, it was kind of overwhelming. But I feel like just saying that I went and I did it and I went to a show, and I would love to go back. There's so many things to do, and I never thought I would say I would want to go back to New York, but I totally would.
I was going to say, so then your opinion changed about it a bit.
Yes, a lot.
Perfect. So I outside of the time at American Express and at Viacom, what meant the most to you about that time? Was it that trip to the 9/11 memorial, or was it something else?
Yeah, I think I recently found out that, like, our sixth grader who came with us didn't actually know a lot about 9/11. They haven't really talked about it as much in schools as they did with me, at least. I felt like every year they always did a big presentation about it. Maybe it's because I was the first grade that no one would have ever been old enough to have been born during 9/11. But I felt like I cried several times. I'm not going to lie. It hurt me a lot to see all of those things about people jumping out of buildings just trying to save themselves, and how much hate could go into hurting so many people and so many families. And I just think about what my mom told me when she talks about the story of what happened, when she remembers the day, the time, exactly where she was when it happened.
I lived in Chicago at that time, and that was probably maybe one of the worst places in the world to be in when something like that happened, but that's another discussion for another day. So let's talk about these experiences then at American Express and at Viacom. That must have been, and we've talked on this show to John Simpkins at least once, and that must have been so important to have, to not only see that, but then to talk to him and to talk to a Galesburg guy doing well in the world in New York City, of all places.
Yeah, I think he was a little surprised when I talked for the first time, because I was kind of quiet at first because I was just trying to take everything in, that somebody coming from a small town like this could do something so big with his life and not ever even think that he was going to do that ever. My thing was with going to American Express is that I've never thought about doing any of the jobs any of those people did. One of the males we talked to, he was in charge of everything from putting papers into copiers to making sure there was food at a conference meeting, or making sure the people are at the conference meeting are in the right place at the right time. And that's just something I never really thought about ever doing.
Yeah, very important jobs, especially at that level, I would imagine. So talk about a little more about the trip to Viacom, maybe beyond knowing that that's where a lot of your life was helped to produce, I guess. What was that experience like, and what did you take away from that?
Nickelodeon was a lot different than American Express. You walk in and there's a bright orange wall when you first walk in. You can tell every person is loving what they do, doing what they love, and just trying to do the best they can at what they do. Every desk has toys on it, has postcards, it has pictures of family. They were all decked out in every color of the rainbow. And like, I felt like it was just such a good atmosphere to work. And I've never thought about working at TV. I've never thought about working on movies. I've never thought about even working in commercials or anything of that sort. So I thought it was really important for all five of these girls coming from such a small community to see that you can do so many things with your life that you don't even think about.
Any of those things interest you in terms of a future career path now that you've seen it?
Not really. I'm still kind of stuck on what I've always kind of wanted to do.
Which is?
I would like to go into dentistry of some sort.
That's amazing. That's a very good profession, too. And I think there's a big city there where you could do a lot of work, I think. Maybe just to wrap up here, what would you tell somebody who still may not be sure about this great Galesburg Shake? And give me one overall lesson maybe everybody in general could take from something like this.
I'd say if you were debating doing it, do it. I've talked to several people, and I've somehow convinced them to do it next year, so I'm hoping they'll stick to their word of doing it. I would say that no matter, even if you don't do it, you should always look up what if you don't know what a soft skill is, look it up. Look up what you can improve on, how you can use your soft skills to excel in the business world, especially meeting new people and keeping your connections close so then you can spread out, because that's what they kind of talked about at American Express and at Nickelodeon, that these people move around so much that your connections that you make at your first job or even for me, like my connections I make as a lifeguard or my connections I make at high school could affect me at college, it can affect me in grad school, it can affect me wherever I end up in life.
Jakara Kelly, thank you so much, and congratulations once again. You and all of the other top five and really all the other students here are amazing, amazing people. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. Nice talking to you, too. Again, Jakara Kelly, the winner of the Great Galesburg Shake here on Galesburg's Evening News.